And now it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. How you feel?
Okay, now I've got some changes in the scheduling.
Okay.
I found out yesterday afternoon that they've moved up my stem cell transfer for my right knee to tomorrow morning, which means I won't be live on the air tomorrow morning.
Right.
So that means you won't hear from me and folks won't hear from you in our long-form conversation. Of course, we will have your other forecast that you supply for the rest of the day on the air. So tomorrow is out, and that means that potentially Thursday might be in, which I won't know until Wednesday late in the afternoon.
Right.
That also means that, once again, because Friday I don't have to go into the afternoon, Friday I'll be in. So we'll definitely lose speaking tomorrow. But then Thursday, well, I guess there's a possibility, depending on how I feel once I get home on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, so therefore, tomorrow I will just be sending down the MP3s.
The MP3s and the written forecast, that's exactly right.
Okay.
So
well, I wish you good luck on that.
Well, I wish myself good luck on that, too.
Yeah, really.
You know, it's funny because now that, you know, when I finally got the word, okay, when it's going to be, so now last night when I was going to bed, it's almost like waiting for Christmas Eve to be over. All I could think about was, okay, I'm going to get my second knee done. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. You know what I mean? It's almost like a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
And James just contacted us. He's in L.A. this morning listening to us.
Yeah, they're not having the greatest weather. There's a pretty big storm along the West Coast, and they're going to be measuring it on the Sierra Nevada and mountains out there. They're going to be measuring snow in feet out there.
Well, good for them.
And that storm, by the way,
yeah,
that's going to head up through the Great Lakes.
Okay, so that means we'll get rain.
If we get anything at all
from
that system. But the way it shapes up is like this. Today's sunshine, low 50s. Clear tonight, mid 20s. Sun and clouds tomorrow, mid 40s. Thursday, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. And sun and clouds, mid 50s on Friday. So as we told you, Marshall, back on Monday, which was yesterday, the week would be a mild one. You wouldn't have to worry about snow and ice. If there's going to be any precipitation at all, it'll come tomorrow night in the form of a little bit of light rain or drizzle with a warm front. That is about it. Otherwise, through Friday, we're okay. Saturday, we're not. I have to tell you, I'm calling for some rain to develop, but I'm thinking it could become mixed, a wintry mix, and it could even change over to snow. It's a low-pressure system that's going to be going by to our south. So we'll have to see if the cold air and the low meet up just in time. And that could be sometime Saturday night. And Sunday's just going to be blustery and colder.
So now, if it changes to snow, how much snow could we get?
I don't think much, but
okay.
But the fact that the temperatures will fall, there'll be a coating that can make things a little slick.
Okay.
At least that's what I see right now. I have looked at the three computer models for Christmas Eve.
Okay, so now we've been looking at one model, which is the U.S. model, and it's been flip-flopping every day. So now finally we get a couple other models to compare to. So what do the three models say now for Christmas Day?
Okay, well, the American model, the one that we've been looking at yesterday, if you recall, was just saying for Christmas Eve, partly cloudy in the 40s.
Yep.
Now it's saying a snowstorm.
Okay. All right.
Okay, that's the American model.
All right.
Let's go over to the Canadian model. Just saying cloudy, period. The Euro model, snow showers. Not a snowstorm, but snow showers. So we have three different scenarios. And as you can see with the America model, it just flips off back and forth. So again, it's 10 days out, folks. Anything is possible.
Now, the reason Pat and I are talking about this is that you're also getting a behind-the-scenes look. When they look at these models, the more models that come online, you get a better look. Let's say there's five models that eventually come online and start tracking this. Sooner or later, all those models most of them will come together with the same forecast. Right?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. But usually, I always tell all our clients, within 48 hours, they usually grab it. But prior to that, especially if it's a coastal low, very hard. Yeah. Again, remember, there's not much data out there in the Atlantic that they could work on. So it becomes very, very difficult. And the pattern is difficult. I went to my chiropractor yesterday. He's a snower, a skier. And he likes to go to Colorado. He goes, what's up? He said, so far, he goes, your long-range forecast is perfect. Because I supplied him with the forecast like I do you. I said, so far? He goes, well, you know, he goes back in October. He goes, there was all these dire predictions of how bad it was going to start getting in December. He said, and you kind of, you know, poo-pooed that. I said, yeah. He goes, and this is a La Nina pattern. I said, it may be a La Nina pattern, but it's not acting like one. And he said, what do you think? I said, it's anybody's guess. I said, truthfully, I still think that the worst of the winter weather is going to come from late February to March. And he goes, well, that's great. He goes, because the skiing out in the Rockies is always better as we get into the month of March and April than during the winter. I said, yeah. He goes, so that's great. Should I book now? I says, do whatever you want. I said, and remember, it's a La Nina pattern. Anything could, it's like a puzzle, you know. Or I remember that game years ago, Booby Trap.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it had a bunch of blocks, and it had a tension like spring on it. And you had to try to remove one block at a time without having that thing snap. And that's exactly what happens with this La Nina pattern. Just remove one thing out and it could snap, meaning you could easily get a storm of unbelievable proportions across New England that you were not counting on. So anything could happen there. But my guess again is that this is not going to be as bad of a winter as a lot of people have made it out to be. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, all we can do is sit and watch.
That's all. That's all. And I mean, and you see the models are having a hard time already. Can you imagine when Arctic air engulfs the entire country and then you have a storm coming along? Oh, brother. Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing my hair is salt and pepper, but I'm telling you, by the time this winter's over, it's going to be salt.
Well, that's why you got to go to your hairdresser, because only your hairdresser knows for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. So that is really the story. By the way, I've been having a lot of problems with my left arm. I thought it was the rotary cuff.
Yep.
He doesn't think it's the rotary cuff. It's starting from there. But he thinks I may have done something in yoga class that has, pulled a muscle. So I have to go back tomorrow and again on Friday. And he's working strictly on that. And unfortunately, I'm a lefty. I write with my left. I type with my left. I do everything with my left. It's been kind of rough. You know what I mean. Marshall, you sit here at this computer. You know, you're using your left hand. You're using all those muscles that go right up the arm. You're using that all day long. All day long.
Well, with me, With the crutches, I did something to my right arm, where I have very little use right now on my right arm, simply because I've got the crutches. So I try to work my right arm out every day, but when I get up in the morning, it's stiff. It's so stiff, it's unbelievable. But by the time 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning comes around, it's okay. But I pulled a muscle in my right arm, and I don't know how, because I don't have much muscle, so I don't know.
Oh, well, everybody has muscle. It's just to the degree of, how big or how strong they are. Simple as that. But, yeah, you have, I guess you're going to, I was going to say, you know what? Maybe you could get one of those patches, one of those pain patches that they sell over the counter in the store.
Can't do anything until I'm through with the stem cell.
It's surgery.
All I can really take is Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol. That's it.
Okay, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it is better than nothing.
Right.
It dulls it. It dulls it. So that's all I can do through the – because stem cells can't have anything that blocks anything.
Oh, okay.
Because then it will block what good the stem cells can do. See, I used to live on a leave. I used to live on a leave. But I can't.
No, you can't do that.
Can't do that. But Tylenol extra strength is the only thing I can use.
Well, I know time's running out. I want to wish you the best of luck. I know you're going to come through this just fine. And maybe you and I will chat on Thursday, but somebody will let me know, I'm assuming.
I'll be the person to let you know what I feel like about probably 5 o'clock Wednesday evening. I'll give you a buzz.
Sounds good.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.